We've been looking at the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Asma'ul Husna, with a particular focus on the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, تَخَلُّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've also used ayah 110 of Surah Bani Israel as our base, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ قل ادعوا الله أو ادعوا الرحمن أياما تدعوا فله الأسماء الحسنى. Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman, whichever you call upon, he has the best of names. Today we will look at again one of the most beautiful names of Allah. Seems to be a bit of a cliche, I use this every single time, but these are names that are just amazing. Today we will look at Ar-Ra'uf, which means the one who is all clement, which means in essence intense merciful. Linguistically, Ar-Ra'uf is derived from Ra'afa, which means intense mercy or compassion. In other words, the ultimate limit of Rahmah. When applied to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means His warding off all types of evil. So Ar-Ra'uf refers to the one who does not cease to be kind and compassionate to the sinners by accepting their repentance, to his friends by protecting them from committing sins. It conveys the same meaning as Ar-Rahim, with an intensification of the meaning embedded in it. See, amongst the manifestations of Allah's rahmah towards His ibad is that He protects them against committing what will incur His wrath, His anger. And such a protection from slipping from the right path carries a stronger sense of rahmah than His forgiveness for sins which have been already committed. If you look at this attribute in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advances Ar-Ra'uf over Ar-Rahim, preferring Ra'afa over Rahmah and giving precedence to the first over the latter. Let's look at some of the verses where this is used. In Surah Al-Baqarah, that's Surah number 2, ayah 143, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the end of the verse. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَعُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Indeed, Allah over the human being is Ra'uf, is so affectionate, so clement, and so merciful. Let's look at another reference of this name. If we look at Surah number 57, which is Surah Al-Hadid, in Ayah 27, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ تَبَعُوهُ رَأَفَةً وَرَحْمَةً. We put in the hearts of those who followed him, and this is talking about Isa ibn Maryam, Prophet Isa alayhi salam, رَأَفَةً, affection, clementness, and mercy, and rahmah. And finally, maybe another one, if we look at Surah number 9, which is Surah Al-Tawbah, in here, in Ayah number 128, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَعُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, a messenger has come to you from amongst yourselves. It is grievous to him if you fall into distress. To the believers, he is Ra'uf and Rahim. He is affectionate, he has so much clementness, and he is Rahim. We just have to look around us to see his clemency. It's so beautiful. Rasulullah was once travelling and he passed by a woman who was baking bread. Her young son was with her. She was told that Rasulullah was passing by, so she came to him and she said, Ya Rasulullah, it has come to my knowledge that you have said that Allah is more compassionate towards his abd than a mother towards her son. Is this a correct statement that you have said? The Prophet ﷺ said yes, whereupon she said, A mother does not hurl her son in an oven like this one. Having heard us say this, Rasulullah wept, and he said, you know something? Allah would never torment anyone by the fire of Jahannam, except the one who is too arrogant to bear witness that there is no God but He, because He is Ar-Ra'uf. It is so beautiful. Abdur-Ra'uf is one in whom Allah's Rahmah, His compassion, His clemency is manifest. See, let me give you another anecdote that might help. Now, Ali alayhi salam once overcame an enemy soldier, one that was terrorizing the Muslims. He drew his sword and he was sitting on him when the man spat in the face of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam immediately put his sword aside and relaxed his bravery or his strength in fighting this man. The enemy champion was amazed as to why Imam Ali alayhi salam put away his sword when he had him, because it was his clemency, his rahmah. He couldn't understand it. And he said, what happened? And Imam Ali said, it is for Allah's sake that I wield this sword. When you spat at me, I realized I may be slaying you partly out of my own anger and not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This I could not do. This is real clemency. The sword of clemency is sharper than the sword of steel. In fact, it wins more victories than 100 hosts. When we're able to live this attribute, then we've got to understand what the Prophet ﷺ said when he said, be affectionate to the people of the earth, so that the people of the heavens will be affectionate to you. It will bring out the best in us. Softness is really strength. Rahmah is far stronger than all the mighty armies of the world put together. If you recite this name 286 times a day, then inshallah, even if you feel there is hard-heartedness, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill your heart with compassion and care for others, and the feeling will be mutual. It also assists one to be given the means to help those who are in need.